This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are going to go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, talk to our good friend John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette, who covers Pitt for the most part. And John, I guess today Pat Narduzzi made a pretty significant contribution to one of the programs at the school. Why don't you talk a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, Paul, thanks for having me on. Yeah, Pat Narduzzi, it came out today. He made a six-figure donation to essentially his own program. It was a fund set up to basically help out Pitt football students and their facilities and recruiting and that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's normally a fundraising group that donors and all that can give to, but he made a six-figure donation himself. So look, he's there was a video that went out on Twitter through the Pitt football Twitter account saying, look, he's in there for the long haul and all that. And yeah, it's a good sign of commitment from Pat Narduzzi.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those real, just really good thing that's going to be helpful to a lot of people. I mean, was there a particular reason why he did it right now or whatever?
Well, I know that today was the Pitt's day of giving in terms of donations and raising money and everything and for causes. And this is not something that's new for Pat Narduzzi either. Back in May, the Center for the Pitt's vaccine efforts in fighting, COVID, COVID virus and everything. He had donated some money there too, and it was him and Jeff Capel and Lance White and Heather Like within the athletic department donated a total of $500,000 to Pitt's Center for Vaccine Research, and that was back in May. So this is no new thing for Pat Narduzzi. And look, he's here in the university at least through 2024. That's when his contract, the 7-year extension that he signed back in 2017. So like I said, it's a good sign of commitment from him.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, the larger question then becomes, John, there's going to be some expectations on this team coming up with, the quarterback coming back and, the defense that they should have, even with some of the losses to graduation. I mean, is it possible that he could end up this year on the hot seat if they have another year where they're, where they disappoint?
I don't know. That's tough to say. And given the, I don't think so, because I don't think that they're going to be in that position, especially with Kenny Pickett coming back. You lose a lot of pieces, right? You lose a Damar Hamlin, a Paris Ford, Rashad Weaver, and Patrick Jones, two consensus All-Americans there. Jimmy Morrissey in the center of your offensive line. You didn't have Jalen Twyman last year. You won't have him this year. So definitely some losses, right, and some understandable losses if they don't replace that production. But at the same time, you mentioned Kenny Pickett and Jordan Addison, who's a freshman All-American. Kalijah Kamptey, a freshman All-American defensive tackle. They're bringing back a lot of good pieces, and I still think this was, I think I might have mentioned before, I think it was a really good offseason for Pat Narduzzi, even before today, right? You know, bringing in Ryan Manilak, 35-year-old guy who he previously coached back at Cincinnati. He was a Bucknell defensive coordinator, and he comes in as your linebackers coach, who plays Rob Harley. And then hiring Brennan Marion, which I think was a home run hire, to replace Chris Beatty at wide receivers coach. You know, not only is Marion a guy who has ties to the D.C. area after coaching at Howard and William & Mary, but he's a Pittsburgh guy. And I actually talked to Kalen Newton, who's Cam Newton's brother. And Kalen was the cornerback at Howard when Brennan Marion was there and, you know, calling the plays. And they put up 31, 32 points a game back in 2018. And Kalen was saying all Brennan Marion would talk about during his time at Howard was Pitt and Pittsburgh and the city. So I think it's just a natural fit. And so I know you asked about the hot seat and everything and if that's a possibility, but I just don't think they're going to be in that kind of position this time next year.
What is going to go on with spring football? Have they talked about it? Is there a schedule yet? Are they going to go back to somewhat normal? I mean, how, you know, what are they going to do with it?
Yeah, we haven't got any official word on that yet in terms of a start date. You know, normally it's March 1st or 2nd or 3rd around then that that spring would start, and that's obviously coming up here. So, you know, the fact that we haven't heard something, I don't think it doesn't seem like it's going to start on time. Would it? You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it does, right? But we haven't gotten anything firm on that yet. What we do know is that Pitt's Pro Day will be on the 17th down there on the south side. So look for, you know, guys like I mentioned earlier, Jones and Weaver and a lot of guys to try and impress scouts and coaches there.
Yeah, that should be actually a very well-attended pro game. Or actually, is it all virtual? Are the scouts going to have to watch virtual, or will there be scouts there, do you know?
I'm pretty sure there is going to be scouts there. I don't know if we're going to be allowed there. You know, I would assume, you know, probably not. You know, I would think they have all the video and everything set up, but this is kind of the chance for the guys. I mean, they were down there at the Senior Bowl. They being, you know, DeMar Hamlin, Patrick Jones, Rashad Weaver, and Jimmy Morrissey showing up on short notice. But, you know, without the NFL Combine this year, this is a big opportunity for those guys. And, you know, they said that, you know, guys got Combine invites, quote unquote, but there's nothing going on in Indianapolis other than potentially, you know, official measurements if they need them.
Yeah, that's what's amazing is that if you think about this offseason for those guys, I mean, they don't have the combine. And a lot of those guys that you talked about, Rashard Weaver, those guys, they would have all been invited to the combine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Pitt would have had upwards of, you know, Jalen Twyman and Paris Ford in there. I mean, they would have had six guys going. And Kenny Pickett would have been invited as well if he ended up coming out. So now this is a – I'm really interested to see how this draft class does, and not just in the draft and where they go, because we all know that unless you're a top 10, top 15, top 20 pick, like if you're going in the second, third, fourth round, it's more about fit and it's more about where you land and in what system and with what coaches and everything. So I'm interested to see how this all shakes out for guys like DeMar Hamlin and Patrick Jones and Rashad and Jimmy Morrissey, who've been a part of this program for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's really, you know, those guys. I thought the Jimmy Morrissey story in the Senior Bowl was incredible. They basically, like, called him, like, a day or two before, and he drove down and didn't even play the position he plays.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he basically got called up, a couple days before. He was down there training in Pensacola, Florida. He had been there, you know, since I think it was a couple days after the season ended, after that Georgia Tech game on December 10th, and he'd been down there in Pensacola training, and he gets the call a couple of days to drive to Mobile, Alabama. He gets COVID tested. He doesn't even – they had apparently this nice dinner that he didn't even attend because he just grabbed his playbook and went up to his hotel room, got a to-go plate, and started, you know, studying the playbook. And he played both center and guard. You know, he ended up going up against, you know, Rashad Weaver and Patrick Jones and those guys. So, yeah, Jimmy's a kid who, look, he's a former walk-on. and he's always, you know, his story is a pretty cool one, and that's just another chapter in it. And it's not surprising to see him, you know, make the most of the opportunities that he gets.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the, you know, that's absolutely true. You look at this team, John. Did any guys in their incoming recruiting class enroll early and will be, you know, a part of the team in the spring?
Yeah, absolutely. They had, I keep going back and forth. It's either 9 or 10 guys who enrolled early. I think it's 10 at this point. But yeah, we're actually speaking to a couple of them tomorrow, including Nakai Johnson from West Mifflin, the defensive end, 4-star. So we've been able to talk to a handful of those guys already. Nate Yarnell, the quarterback from Austin area, a couple of tight ends. You know, they definitely, this is the biggest early enrollee class that Pat Narduzzi's ever had. And I think, you know, these guys want to come on campus just in any normal year just to get an early start. And try to, you know, get, you know, into the weightlifting program and get into spring ball, whatever spring ball will look like, right? Just to get into the program and have a better shot of playing earlier. But also, in this year, there's not much going on in their high schools. A lot of schools aren't doing proms or doing weird versions of it. You know, walking at graduation isn't necessarily the same. So a lot of these guys, they didn't have fall season. So they just want to get to Pitt. And it's not just Pitt either. It's across the country too. You're seeing more early enrollees. So I think that's a good thing for Narduzzi's program.
No question about it. I mean, I think that's, you know, if you can get some of those guys going, because now this team has, you know, a few holes to fill. The big question is, and to me, there's a lot of, you know, holes to fill, but it feels like they've got answers. Who is going to fill Jimmy Morrissey's shoes?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Owen Drexel, who has been Jimmy's backup for quite some time now. He's, I believe, going into his fourth or fifth year with the program. And it actually struck me when I talked to Jimmy Morrissey a couple days after that Georgia Tech game, after his last game at Pitt. And I just asked him, hey, is there anyone, you know, who is still at Pitt who really interests you, or, you know, you're interested to see how they do? And he said that he thinks Owen Drexel, like last year, if he started, would have been a top five center in the ACC. And that's with really limited playing experience. So he has high hopes for Owen. And I think from there, you just kind of build out. And I think that's what I'm most looking forward to seeing. I don't know if spring ball is going to determine too much, but at least fall camp in how this offensive line is going to take shape, because you've got Carter Warren at tackle, but, you know, Matt Gonsalves filled in really nicely, started 3 games towards the end of the season. He ended up getting a freshman All-American nod for the 3 games that he started at left tackle. You know, Gabe Hoy, Jake Cradle, Carson Van Lin. You know, there's a lot of experience there. Marcus Miner is a transfer in from Maryland who has starting experience in the Big Ten. So there's just a lot of pieces for Dave Warbley to kind of sift through. And it might not be perfect week one. It might take some time to find that fit, and I think that's the biggest thing. Because the offensive line, even with Morris, even with Bryce Hargrove, who was a longtime starter, the offensive line wasn't always clicking the last 2 seasons. So that's big going into next year.
Last one for you real quick, changing gears. It's basketball's winding down. What's realistic to think for this Pitt team in the ACC tournament? I mean, can they make a little run, or maybe they still maybe a year away from that?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you kind of look at as a run. I mean, if they went to the ACC tournament, won a couple games, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if Justin Champagne's putting up, you know, 28-13 or something like that. You've got a Phil Horton hitting some threes. And but I was impressed with the way Nike Sabandi played against Florida State over the weekend, putting up 12 points and 7 boards, both of which are season highs for them. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that, because we saw what this team was before. They were 8-2 at one point. Of course, they've gone on this terrible run. And I actually, I thought it was encouraging to see how they played against Florida State, like I said, over the weekend. But I wouldn't be surprised if they won a couple of games in the ACC tournament. Does that do anything for you going into next year? I think it all depends on who comes back.
That is always a question in college hoops, especially. John, yep. Thank you so much for joining me. Great stuff as always, and I'm sure we'll be doing it once, you know, spring football gets started.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Paul.
All right. Thank you so much. That's John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette on Paul Zeiss's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.